And welcome to the Tough Fish Show. I'm your host, Jen Melius, and today is about the spiritual journey of the author and entrepreneur. Today is an important day in my world, and it's also the inspiration for today's episode. Today is my book birthday. It's the book birthday for The Author Stylist Guide, Own Your Greatness, Get Visible, and Share Your Message, because it releases today. The Author Stylist Guide is your toolbox for the steps to make the most of speaking engagements, book signings, and podcast interviews when they arise, so you grow your readership and create a buzz about your catalog of work and message. This book was so important to me for several reasons. Although it's my ninth book, it's my first book that I self-published. My previous books, I worked with indie publishers, but this book, Author Stylist Guide, is something I knew I wanted to do myself. And it really couldn't have happened any earlier along my entrepreneurial or author journey. It's one that not only leverages my undergraduate degree in communications, my MBA, all of my corporate career, plus all of the learning and experiences as an author and business owner. It couldn't have happened without the support of my village and so many of these individuals I met because I became a business owner. When I set out to write this book back in the summer of 2023, the idea came to me in May, but I had no idea what I wanted to say, just that I knew I had a book in me. So I did what I have often shared on this show. I voiced things into my phone when the thoughts and ideas occurred to me, and then edited them into something legible and emailed them to me to work on them more. I created a folder on my laptop just to collect all of these ideas, no matter how fleshed out or random they were. And as you've heard me talk before about with my friend and previous guest host, Janair Trump, I puzzled this book together. Once I had a clear vision on the structure, I built an outline as a way to help me ensure I was including what needed to be there and omitting what wasn't. I built an Excel file to track the progress and the word count because I knew I wanted to keep it short and effective. I knew I wanted it to be somewhere between 25 and 30,000 words. Today, as I'm recording this episode, I had attended a membership call that I'm a part of that helps me to grow as a business owner. And we talked about actually how potent pure vanilla extract is. And although that may seem a little random, consider this. Just a little bit of pure vanilla extract can enhance your recipe. Too much of it, and it could be overwhelming. But the beauty with pure vanilla extract is that a small dose is effective and powerful. And that's the Author Stylist Guide. It's the vanilla extract to your author and creative business. Part of what this book did for me was strengthen and deepen my spiritual practice. My faith has always been important to me. It's always been a part of me. It's integral into my business, yet the last 3 years, it's really deepened. It's easy to trust the process when you feel like things are going smoothly, but when you run into challenges and setbacks, that's when your faith, your vision, and your desire to bring something to life is put to the test. Sometimes you can tell it's part of the process and you ebb and flow with each situation, and you do so with ease. Sometimes you have to pause and wait to quietly listen for your inner voice to guide you. And although I have written and published 8 other books before this one, and working with indie publishers to do so, so much of what I did with this book, for me, was done by others, so I had a lot of learning to do. This was my first book to learn the ins and outs of self-publishing, really those details, the nitty-gritty details. And there were times when I questioned if my release date was realistic and achievable, including a pre-order window or not. And there were times when I'd tell my husband that today had been a lot of learning, which meant I didn't feel as productive as I would have liked because I was going slower. I was going slower to learn, slower to make sure that I had done all the steps in the right order and at the right time. Pausing when I wasn't sure. So when I had to pause, I'd do more research or ask more questions so that I could become confident in my next step. But then I needed to take that next step and take it even if I was nervous. But you know what? That's what makes it all worthwhile. That's what develops out of our confidence because we took courageous action and jumped, even when we couldn't see the net, but trusted it would be there and catch us if that's what our inner voice was guiding us to do. I'm still learning and experimenting with this book and for my business. So, for instance, I designed and printed book stamps as a way to delight those who have purchased the book and get something personalized and signed for them just to put in it. Now, I've not used book stamps before, so this is a first, which means fleshing out the process to determine who purchased a book, how to get the stamp to them, designing the book stamp itself, and so forth. But all of those things were created out of nothing and turned into a functioning process. But what's cool is that I felt so light and joyful doing that. I felt excited creating that, just like I did writing this book. And that tells me that I'm following the right path for me, even if I don't know how it will all turn out, which is definitely part of the spiritual journey, and especially part of it in your business. So what does all of this mean for you? First, it's that you're not alone. Although no one can walk the path for you, you don't have to walk it alone. It means that even if no one can see the vision you have for your book or your business, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It's just your vision. It's not theirs. It's not meant for them to see quite yet. It might mean that you need to dig a bit deeper to cheer yourself on when you hit some setbacks or need a boost. It might mean you need to give yourself permission to pause and be still because you need to feel all of the emotions first, let them pass, then hear what your still inner voice is guiding you to do. And courageously take that step and the next one and the next one after that. I knew this was the episode to share on release day. Each time I've held a proof copy in my hands, all I do is smile. I feel joyful, peaceful, and a stillness that's knowing this book was meant to be in the world. And I'm so glad it chose me to be the conduit. I'm a big believer that if the story came to you, it must come through you. If you're in the middle of writing your first draft, keep writing. If you're in the middle of edits, keep refining. No matter where you are, but especially if you've hit publish, keep talking about and sharing your book and message. The Author Stylist Guide is now available where books are sold. And if you have already a copy, if you already have your copy or pre-ordered the paperback and it's on its way, visit jennifermillias.com/books and get some special bonuses, including the checklist from the book curated especially for you. And if you're ready to do the work needed to move to your next level, to get visible and share your message and own your greatness, visit jennifermillias.com/stylist to see if this is perfect for where you are now. And if yes, book a complimentary call and let's talk. Thanks again for listening today. Thank you for celebrating with me today. I am so glad you are here. Your book, your message, your body of work is worth sharing, and you are the right person and the only one who can share it. Keep writing and keep putting yourself out there, because the people who need to hear your message the most are waiting for you. They are waiting for you to step up to your next level of genius so they can have the impact they're meant to, because you inspired them. I'll see you soon.